Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, with reports of year-long waiting lists, there are concerns that it may not be possible to make up for lost COVID time in teaching children how to swim. Is enough being done? And is there a risk some children will find it hard to regain confidence and life skills in the water? Brian O'Connell has been looking at this for us and is with us now. Brian, you've some personal experience of this problem.
We've been doing a lot of lessons in the bath. let me just tell you, first of all, that COVID-19, it obviously has had a huge impact, as you'd expect, on swimming lessons for children. Swim Ireland estimates some 500,000 children have been impacted. So lack of pool capacity, significant staff shortages have all meant the organisation has had to think outside the box just to try and bridge that gap with children's lessons. And yes, from a personal experience, we have a 7 and a 4-year-old. Our 7-year-old had just begun lessons when COVID-19 started. So 2 years on, he's really only in the past few weeks getting back into regular lessons, while our 4-year-old has had a year-long wait. Now, even private lessons, I know parents have been trying to access private lessons, very hard to get. Many teachers have waiting lists and some just haven't returned to teaching. So it really is a significant issue.
And you chatted to those in the industry about what might be done to help, but you're going to start with a parent. Who did you talk to?
I spoke to Ernest Cantillon, a well-known Cork businessman. He's trying to get his 3-year-old and 5-year-old into swimming lessons at the moment. He can't even get on a waiting list, such as the pressure. He told me about his efforts.
I probably knew we were under pressure when we rang a number of the pools, and even when they get to the dial 1 for the gym, dial 2 for the pool, and it said, if you're calling for a swimming lesson, forget about it. You know, like, our waiting list is closed. I don't know. I went swimming as part of school. You know, we used to go every Wednesday, and we've tried probably every pool. I was willing to drive to Yall and Kinsale and stuff. We live in Cork City Centre, but everywhere is booked. But, like, to say it's booked out is an understatement. They're just full indefinitely. You know, there's no, like, even if somebody said after the summer and 1st September, we'd figure it out and teach them ourselves in the meantime. But it is, like, the waiting lists are full. This kind of crack. Put it up on Twitter, and a lot of people messaged me privately saying, same experience, you know.
And you were telling me you were almost on a waiting list to get on a waiting list.
Yeah, exactly. If there's cancellations on the waiting list. Now, funnily enough, in that scenario, the lady said that might be absurd as a scene, because there's people on that waiting list 2 years, and they've probably not outgrown the need for swimming, but say that teachers laid children up to 5, you know. So if they're on the waiting list from when they were 3, they're now 5, they're going to have to go on a waiting list somewhere else.
Perhaps we need some targeted measures, because it's a lifelong skill.
Yeah, well, it is a skill, and I suppose, look, especially with Ireland, you know, we're surrounded by rivers and coast. It's a safety skill as well. You know, as we were chatting, like, being able to cycle a bike safely and swim are two really, valuable life skills. Accidents happen wherever else, and just to be able to have that basic skill, I think, is essential. As a parent, it's one that I really feel I want to pass on, and I'm not hoping for Olympic medals, just, you know, like a refined doggy paddle.
Yeah, basic skills. And Ernst can't even get on the waiting list for the waiting list.
Yeah, really tough. And suppose parents can avail of public swims in swimming pools, and you can try and get your children feeling confident. But really, there's obviously huge benefit from children getting the basics from a qualified teacher from the off. So as you heard, even where he's prepared to travel significant distances for lessons, he just still can't access any.
So then on the other side of this, you spoke to some people in the industry to just get a sense of how much they're struggling to cope with the demand.
Well, there's essentially a 2-year backlog to try and get through. So just to get a sense of how the industry is struggling with all this, yes, I spoke to Mark McManus. He's Business Development Manager with Leisure World. They're a not-for-profit company set up by Cork City Council. They operate leisure facilities on behalf of the council. Now, before COVID-19, they would have facilitated lessons for quite a significant number of children per week. They were closed 12 out of the last 24 months. So it's a very different story now in trying to deliver that same volume of lessons. He told me about the impact COVID has had.
We would have had a staffing level of around about 140 staff, mix of full-time, part-time, and we reopened with 30 to 40 staff. So we're trying to rebuild from that, and that's taking time. The impact on children accessing swimming lessons is at the moment primarily down to that restriction of staffing availability. We would have delivered around about 2,000 swim lessons to kids across our 3 facilities each week. I'm currently delivering about 1,000 lessons at the moment.
Why is it that staff haven't come back?
That's a million-dollar question. We know it's multifactorial, really. A lot of them may have needed to go and gain employment somewhere else during the pandemic. Unfortunately, leisure was one of the first services to close and one of the last to reopen. So until some certainty comes back into the workplace that we will remain open, they may not risk coming back into the industry. So as education for lifeguards, swim teachers opens back up now, it's just going to take a time for the natural movement of staff into the industry to kind of come back through. We're really anticipating now it's going to be after the summer before we can get close to our full complement of staff again. So we've never received any targeted funding in terms of providing access to swimming lessons or life-saving education or water safety education for children. Access to swimming lessons has always been an issue. I mean, a large number of the swimming pool provision in the country over the last 20, 30 years has come from private operators. Physical education curriculum for primary schools includes an aquatics component where schools are expected to deliver a certain level of aquatics to children, primary school children between the age of 5 and 12. It's very ad hoc, and for us, we've always wondered why funding couldn't be targeted more to support schools. There could be some targeted funding through Swim Ireland and through the Department of Education to offer funding for swim lessons to the community.
All right, so Mark, they're outlining the problems they face. And you got in touch with Swim Ireland too, Brian, to see what might be happening around reducing the waiting times and opening up access just to more lessons.
Yes, I did. I mean, just on that point Mark raises about schools, I see Philip O'Connor on Twitter is saying in Sweden, schools have a responsibility to ensure children learn to swim, and it's actually included in PE. So to get a pass, you have to be able to swim 200 metres, 50 metres on your back. So you can see some European countries have quite stringent controls on it. I did speak with Aisling Kiever, she's head of education with Swim Ireland. I asked, were there any measures planned to try and help increase access to swim lessons for children?
There is a need to be innovative and come up with creative solutions. So like last year, we would have run open water learn to swim programs at locations around the country. But that's something that was never really considered on a wide scale before, whereas now we're engaging with, open water facilities on beaches and also outdoor pools, which is great. So, I mean, last year we had 2,000 participants and over 700 of those were children. Another project that we're working on, we're just in the final stages of it, is our pop-up pool, which will be moving around the country and will be based at locations for up to 12 weeks at a time. So the pool will travel on the back of a truck. It'll be 12 metres long, 3.5 metres wide and 1.2 metres deep. So it will be able to cater to up to 1,500 swimmers a week. It's a short-term solution, but we'd hope that it would in some ways go to supporting children towards learning to swim and alleviating some of that burden for parents and for the current facilities out there as well.
Should there be an investment here to make swimming classes free?
I think that's a solution everybody would love to see. Whether it's practical in terms of where we are from a facility and infrastructure perspective, I'm not entirely confident. I think there needs to be more investment in infrastructures like swimming pools, and that has been recognised in the national sports policy. We will see that coming on stream in the longer term. I do understand the challenges around putting, children into swimming lessons and trying to get the most out of it. But, even to consider bringing your child in for the public swim, which is probably a bit more affordable. You don't have to have them in that formalised setting all of the time. While the swimming lessons are massively beneficial, even getting them in for a swim, if you can't get them into lessons and just playing and having a bit of fun and building confidence in the water, all of those things are incredibly beneficial to supporting a child. That would be what I would encourage people to consider.
Swim Ireland's Aisling Kiever there, Brian. There was some funding released recently for swimming, was there?
Sport Ireland and Ireland Active announced in the past week a 3.2 million funding package for swimming pool operators around the country. It was part of a bigger package of measures, about 70 odd million announced last December. Minister Jack Chambers had said this funding will assist swimming pool operators to continue getting communities across the country active and provide that real life skill.
Brian, back to swimming in the bath for you for now anyway.
What a thought.
Best of luck. Coming up, we're going to speak to two of the first undocumented people in Ireland to receive their immigration status. That's after this break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.